boy Ric Flair is coming to Winnipeg. Here he is, the world heavyweight.
You know, Wally Carbo, the great wrestling promoter, called me on the phone and said, Nate, that Slick Rick champ, I'm going to make the price right. Brother, your credentials are unlimited, but you got to take a long look at yourself before you walk that aisle, because this right now is the toughest piece of work in wrestling today. Not Ricky Martel, not the Road Warriors, not the Freebirds, not the Road Warriors, but Ric Flair, woo, the living legend, the world champion.
I can't help that I'm custom made. I can't help, but I'll tell you this. I can't help that I look good, smell good.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Custom Made Wrestling Radio Podcast. My name is Steve Reyna, accompanied to the ring by...
Christian Garcia.
And...
Hey, what's up? It's Gabe.
It's Gabe. Simply Gabe. But, you know, we haven't been around in a while. We've been...
Took a couple weeks off.
Yeah, we needed to recover from that.
Yeah, Battleground was...
in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Gabe was on life support.
Suicide watch.
Suicide watch. After the big show ruined the main event. So what did you guys think of Battleground? Give me your give me your honest opinions. Let's start with Double C over here.
Double C, the fuck is last name?
Cockboy Christian.
Funny. It was basically a bad episode of Raw. That's all it was. The ending, bad episode of Raw. Big Show knocks him both out. How the fuck, come on. How do you win a pay-per-view with no winner in the main event? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I know back in the old days they would do, like, Flair matches would go, like, 60-minute draws. But, like, that was, like, okay. That was cool.
Let me stop you right there. You're comparing Ric Flair to
Big Show. I know. I should be doing... No, not Big Show. Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton, which I know. But you know what I mean? Like...
It was... I didn't think that anything could be possibly worse than Night of Champions, because that sucked too. And they topped it, which was impressive. I'll give them a clap for that. They outdid themselves in terms of on the shittiness meter. But, yeah, it was terrible. I don't know how they looked at that car and they're like, yeah... Kali and Santino in a tag match. Yeah, people pay $60 for this. Yeah, that sounds about right. It was just terrible. I don't understand the focus of the show going from Daniel Bryan, who was on top of the world like a month and a half ago, to now Big Show is the guy coming in, getting the big baby face pop and saving the day. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it was so bad that the fucking lights went out.
Yeah, that was aside from
the
God.
The lights came out.
You don't want to see this. It was God saying you don't want to see this main event.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to keep it going with Bryan and Orton, but it was just, it fell flat. And, you know, especially right after, what was it, the week after Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was such a good week, and then just fucking soured us. We had ice cream before that. And we love ice cream. And then the Battleground just ruined the day for us. I mean, the Rhodes Scholars, or Rhodes Legacy, whatever the fuck they're called. Rhodes Legacy.
And Cody and Goldust.
Yeah, versus The Shield was the match of the night. But yeah, I've been trying to forget about about Battleground like I've been trying to forget about the Dexter finale. It definitely goes right up there. Mm. But I mean, we are a few weeks, I think a week away from Hell in a Cell, which is leading to the next phase of this storyline and possibly the end of it, unless they keep it going to Survivor Series, which I don't really think they should.
How?
I mean, they could. I mean, if Bryan wins again. Then they'll just do Orton versus, like, Team Bryan.
I guess.
You know what I mean? And then maybe something else, and then that would be it. But I don't know. What do you think about Hell in a Cell? Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton one more time. Four times, no penalties. And
it's a Hell in a Cell with Shawn Michaels,
Shawn Michaels as the referee. What do you think about that?
I'm hoping that it's better than the last two pay-per-views, because their matches with the last two pay-per-views have just been like, okay. No. Night of Champions was okay. Battleground sucked. And I just hope this match is better. Like, I feel like they're pulling out all the stops to keep people interested in this shit. Hell in a Cell and Shawn Michaels is the referee. Oh, like, okay, people have to see this shit.
Yeah, but nobody's going off that cage.
No.
I guess nobody...
They haven't done that in years, though.
I know. I mean, it's safer and it's understandable. But where do you see this main event?
For Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
I think this is when Daniel Bryan finally wins the belt. And there's finally a WWE champion. Not that there's some fucking ghost holding the title all this time like there has been.
Vacant is the world champion right now.
I think Daniel Bryan wins the belt clean, and then he'll go on at the next pay-per-view to give Randy Orton the rematch, and he'll win it and this will start his real championship reign, not some bullshit where he wins and then the next night they take it away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, the I think they're called the Regime. I think that's what they gave their name. Or the Authority or some bullshit like that. I think their power is diminishing, especially with Big Show coming in and ruining everything. So I think that within maybe a month or two, their power is going to start to go down. And then we'll have like a face authority figure or something like that, and it'll go up, you know what I mean? And then we'll have another heel authority figure just in time for WrestleMania or something like that.
Speaking of face authority figure, an idea I was thinking about was, do you think that, I don't think Vince wants to be like the face authority figure, because I don't think he wants to be on screen as much anymore full time. What if he brings in Hulk Hogan to be his face authority figure? And then that's how they transition Hulk Hogan from being a free agent to TV, as the face authority figure to slow down Triple H.
I think it could work. I just, like, for Hulk Hogan, he just needs to learn everybody's name.
I mean, come on, he's not a retard.
That Santino guy, brother.
He would never need to address Santino, but yeah. I think he could easily fill the role, and I think it'd be a good way to get him back on TV and back in the good graces of the WWE fans who maybe forgot about him.
Would he wear a red or yellow suit, or would he wear just like a Hulkamania t-shirt?
He would just wear a Hulkamania t-shirt, come on. He doesn't need to wear a red yellow
suit. Yeah, tonight we're going to do Brian Daniels against Orton Randall.
But, I mean, there's a lot of people you could put in that role in case Hogan... I don't know. The rumors have been...
Are there a lot of good people you can put in that role? I'd like to hear them. Who are all these good people you could bring in as a good face authority figure?
Austin, Shawn Michaels could be good.
I think Shawn Michaels... We'll get to it later, right? I don't think Shawn Michaels is an authority figure. I think he's going to wrestle.
Mick Foley... Jim Ross, if they ever want to have Jim Ross. I'm surprised they've never made Jim Ross like general manager.
I'm not, because they can't stand it. They treated him like shit all every year he's worked there, or all the years he's worked there. They bury the guy every opportunity they get. And I don't know if he'd be good as a full-time authority figure.
You know, Vince is like, you want a damn fucking title match?
His personality isn't diverse enough for that.
Lick the side of my face and see if I feel anything, then you get a world title match.
You said it, not me. That's fucked. But, I mean, yeah, Hulk Hogan coming in as his authority figure would be a good way to reintroduce him to the new WWE fans that they have. You know, you could show old matches of his, like, oh, who's Hulk Hogan? Yeah, everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is. But, I mean, this could be a way to reintroduce him to the fans and have interactions with all kinds of, you know, heels and whatever. So I think that's a solid idea.
As much as I want to see him come back, I wouldn't be surprised though, is that he's just using this whole I might go to WWE thing as leverage against TNA to get more money. Because he needs WWE more than they need him, and TNA needs him more than anybody, and he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So he could just be working them to get more money, and I wouldn't be surprised that he pops up on Bound for Glory as like a surprise.
So you say TNA needs him? Needs Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, yes. TNA needs Hulk Hogan. You kidding me? Why? Because he's Hulk Hogan, and they're a sinking ship that needs all the stars they can get.
They barely
use him. They just signed Derek Bateman and repackaged him. They need to keep the stars. They need to maybe rework his deal where he doesn't make as much money, but he still makes a good amount. But they need him. How do they not need him?
Well, if you look at the ratings and stuff like that, he hasn't moved the rating up at all.
Yeah, but no one will. No one will move that rating. They could get The Rock in Austin, and it's not going to move that rating. Their core base of fans is their core base of fans. It's not going to change no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fair to even say you could blame it all on
Hogan
anyway.
I don't know. For me, I would love to see... I think Hogan could go back to TNA. You know, they said that he's been talking with them or whatever. But I do not think TNA needs Hulk Hogan. You know, TNA is losing money and they're starting to, like, whatever. They cut a bunch of people, to save money and everything like that. Hulk Hogan does not add to them. They already have Sting. They could bring another legend in somewhere. I don't know, whoever's available.
But no one will be as close to if.
Oh no, of course.
Okay, so they don't bring in Hogan, but they bring in what, Hacksaw? It's not going to make any difference if Hogan didn't make a difference. You think Hacksaw Jim Duggan is?
Well, I just don't think they. I think they could just save their money and like use it on like five or six guys that could possibly bring in, you know, make money for them. I mean, they don't know how to make their own stars.
This might sound exaggerated, but I don't think there's five guys out there that would equal the money that Hulk Hogan will make you. If Hulk Hogan is going to make you money, then who is?
I mean, they could make their money on their action figures and t-shirts alone, but I don't know. Like, I just think TNA should move on from Hulk Hogan. That's just my opinion. I think it's time for Hulk Hogan to go back to WWE, because that's where I would like to see him go back to. That's his home.
I agree with you that he doesn't add to TNA to a degree, but only because that's not his fault. It's because of the way they use him. They barely use him. Like, the most of this
because
year...
every time they do, it costs them a million... It costs them
but they, that's their own
he
fault.
He gets paid regardless.
They barely, yeah, but they barely use him. So, like, he's not there to add, like... There's like, I'm pretty sure the last 3 months, like, when we went through that whole random cup of coffee with Chris Sabin, Tito Ortiz, and all that, Hulk Hogan was nowhere to be seen. He was, like, hiding in a ditch somewhere. You know, like, they barely use Hulk Hogan anyway, so why bother giving him more money when you're not going to use him?
Yeah, but I mean, that too. But I just don't think Hulk Hogan needs TNA. I don't think TNA needs Hulk Hogan either.
Or Hulk, but you think Hulk Hogan, you know, he doesn't have to sign anywhere. Maybe he could be, okay, fuck you, WWE, you want to lowball me, fuck you. TNA, you're not going to give me more money, fuck you too then. And he could just stop.
What's he going to do? What's he going to do for money?
He just divorced his wife.
He could get endorsement deals and do commercials for other shit.
With what? With a sex tape that just came out? Who's going to want a Hulk Hogan?
That came out a while ago, didn't it?
It wasn't even a year. It's been like 5 months.
He's got so much. Came out this year?
Yeah, this has got so much bad PR lately. He's a fucking disaster lately.
Have you seen his...
His best year and a half of PR has been terrible. What do you think he needs a paycheck for?
Have you seen his Miley Cyrus...
Yes.
She needs the money.
Yeah, he clearly needs the money. He's got to pay alimony to his ex-wife. He's a mess right now.
He's got
to
feed his massive daughter.
He's a mess right now. He needs the paycheck.
He's
got to
feed John Graziano, the poor guy he made into a vegetable.
Yeah. He didn't do that. The son did that. But, yeah, I mean, Hulk Hogan needs money, and Hulk Hogan needs to be relevant, just for his own ego, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if TNA's going to offer him that money, take it. You know what I mean? If TNA's going to offer him more money than WWE, take it. But,
I mean, can you blame, like, the reports of that WWE lowballed him, can you blame them? I would lowball him, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he needs you more than you need him.
Exactly. I would be like, you know what? $100. But, I mean, if they could just use his likenesses for merchandise...
He's not going to just sign that over. He's going to have to be part of the deal.
No, I know, but like a legend deal kind of thing where like they make t-shirts for him or action figures.
Oh, that's why.
I think like, and maybe he can get a percentage of that. He would still make a lot of money.
That's why I would sign him, because he's money. Just on that alone. And t-shirts, action figures, another DVD. He's so much money waiting to be made
right
there.
I just want to see him, even a wrestle appearance, whatever, at WrestleMania 30, if he could just appear. Just, you know, do the thing.
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I would like to see him get involved somehow. But I mean, if he can't or whatever, if he's
it'll be a shame if he goes back to TNA. That'd be very disappointing.
It would be. That for me, and also too, it's like what can they really do with him that needs to be done or like that can be done without him.
It's disappointing, but I think at this point it's the most likely scenario.
That he'll go to TNA.
Yeah, because TNA is a sinking ship and it's stagnant, and I think he'll just go back there, collect his paycheck, and do nothing. Do more nothing.
Yeah.
He'll make the occasional run in every now and then, and be the authority figure where he fucks up the match type and the wrestlers' names, you know, the same old shit.
Yeah, where he doesn't know who fucking Manic is.
Yeah, it's a fucking shit.
That was my favorite Hulk Hogan moment in TNA.
He didn't remember.
Is when Manic has this gimmick where he has a fucking mask on, nobody knows who he is, and then all of a sudden, like, Austin Aries switched, he put on the suicide thing and then took his match. How did fucking Hulk Hogan know who that is? Like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, oh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
yeah,
hey,
how do you know
TJ Perkins? What's going on?
He just took his word for it. It's like, maybe he wasn't really Manic. Maybe
oh, you don't work here on the ring crew or something? You don't put up the lights? Oh, okay, no problem. But yeah, I mean, we were all excited when Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, and as fucking stupid as that may sound, but when they took over
TNA... I didn't watch then, so don't group me in with that.
Okay. But I was like, oh, maybe they learned from their mistakes. And
I would never be excited about Eric Bischoff doing anything. He's a fucking one-trick pony.
Well, I mean, at the time they brought in like RVD, Jeff Hardy, they moved to Monday night.
Brought in Anderson, and then they brought in the Nasty Boys.
Nasty Boys are money.
Orlando Jordan,
yeah,
Nasty
Anderson.
Boys,
what's
Val
doing now? Anderson's doing the same thing we're fucking doing right now.
Right?
He's making his own podcast. Go Kennedy!
Val Venus for a month, they brought him in for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
It's where WWE X.
That's where I
kind of drew
the line with that one. The Nasty Boys, like, what the fuck?
It's where X WWE talent go to die.
Yeah, TNA. You know, Bound for Glory is this weekend. I guess we'll give you coverage on that when we're done. We finish watching. Well,
yeah.
I want to watch the main event.
I don't know if I'm watching that. I can't commit to that.
No.
I don't know. I'm no commitments. Maybe Steve will make you maybe do solo podcast.
Solo podcast on
TNA. I can't commit to
watching. Or Christian, because Christian's TNA's biggest fan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have plans that night. I'll make them.
I'll make plans for that night. But speaking of WrestleMania and Hulk Hogan, we've decided since we were on a 2 week hiatus to have our second roundtable where we talk about WrestleMania 30, and what we think, what would be our, I guess, maybe not dream card, but what would be a realistic card, and what we would like to see going forward to WrestleMania 30. We'll start from, I guess, we can start with Christian, and you can tell us how you got there. We picked 8 matches that we put on the card, and we're going to put storylines for each and tell you how we got there. And also, too, you know, we'll see how they line up within the next few months. Because by WrestleMania, we could start making fun of each other and be like, oh, this is a main event, this didn't happen.
Yeah, we could be completely wrong.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Most likely be completely wrong.
Oh my god, we weren't even close.
But, you know, let's start with Christian about what your card is, how you got there, and we'll agree, disagree.
Yeah, go whatever. Match
just
by match.
Match by match, and then yeah, how I got to each match.
Yeah.
The short version.
Yes. okay. The main event was...
No, from... What are you talking about? We got to go from...
From the beginning?
Yeah, regular wrestling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant
the other way.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. Okay. My first match is a 6-man tag, the Wyatt family against Kane, Miz, and RVD. 6-man tag match.
How'd you get there? I can't wait to hear this.
Because the Wyatt family, they've been attacking Kane, like they attacked Kane, they've been attacking The Miz.
And RVD.
And then RVD, and then Kane.
No, RVD lost the raffle backstage. The tag with those two retards.
No, and then
Kane. Bray Wyatt gave him some bad weed.
Kane and Miz need a tag partner, and Kane says, you know, I know an old friend of mine, RVD. He brings back, because they were a tag team. RVD comes back to help him fight the Wyatt family. Okay, Dolph Ziggler versus Damian Sandow for the Money in the Bank. Yes, I think so.
Wait. Also, who goes over in these matches?
Oh, the White family would go over in that match.
Okay, and this is for the Money in the Bank?
Oh, this match, yes.
So you're going to say by WrestleMania, oh, well, yeah, he doesn't have to cash in, right?
He has till next July to cash
in. Okay, so he puts it up on the line?
Damian Sandow against Dolph Ziggler in a ladder match for the Money in the Bank briefcase.
And who goes over?
Damian Sandow.
Okay.
And the way I would get...
So you shit on your own favorite wrestler.
And the way I get...
Sandow beat him.
The way I would get to that would be Damian Sandow is like, yeah, 1 year ago you had the Money in the Bank and then you were the world champion and now look at you. Look what you've become. And Dolph Ziggler, you know, Dolph Ziggler's not going to fucking like that. He's like, oh, screw you. Like, look, who are you to tell me that? And that's the feud.
Okay,
and then the next one is another 6-man tag match, but it would be a street fight. The Shield against Big Show, Christian, and Mark Henry. And the way you get to that, because Big Show cost them the tag titles. Big Show's been showing up and fucking shit up for them. Christian comes back because he wants his revenge.
Christian's on the roster, right?
No, he's been hurt, remember?
Yeah, they had he'll be back in a week or two.
But they had the Shield put him out.
Okay.
They had the Shield put him out, and if you remember, the last thing Mark Henry was doing before he went into hiding or whatever, he got beat up by the Shield too. So they would come back to get the revenge on the Shield.
Okay, that makes sense. What do you think about that one?
That's fine.
I just think that there's, it's your card, mm-hmm. but there's no problem with it. I just think that there's too many 6-man tags.
No, I agree. Like,
but it's whatever, it's your card.
Yeah. And then who goes on in that match would be... Christian and Big Show and Henry. Yes, they would beat the Shield.
Okay,
the next match, Randy Orton versus The Rock.
Okay.
And how I would get there, The Rock would come back, and Randy Orton is like, because of you, for the last 2 years, I haven't been it would be Randy Orton, because he calls himself the face of the WWE. The Rock comes back and says, who are you to say you're the face of the WWE? And Randy Orton's like, because of you, for the last 2 years, I haven't gotten the title match because you've been stealing my spotlight. I used to be main eventing WrestleManias, but the last few years you've been stealing my spotlight, Randy Orton's basically like, you know, I used to be a legend killer. You call yourself a legend? Well, I'm going to end your career at WrestleMania.
Okay, I like that. Is that for the belt?
No, it's just a match.
Okay.
And then Randy Orton wins, and then after the match, he punts The Rock in the head.
Well, all right.
The Rock
comes back to take a pin and get punted. Okay.
It's a tainted return to lead up for the rematch later.
Yeah, okay. Well, he punted. Later. Isn't he going to go away for a little while?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, probably do a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, next match.
This is the most logical booking I've ever seen Christian do in my whole life.
Okay, this is the next match. Brock Lesnar versus Sheamus.
Okay, maybe this, maybe not.
how you can get to this?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
How you would get to that would be Brock Lesnar, you know, he's an ass kicker, I go around and I beat people up. And now it's to the point, like, you know, Paul Heyman could come out on TV and be like, no one in the WWE can stop this guy. Triple H couldn't do it, CM Punk couldn't do it.
When you said that, I'm sorry. When you said that.
The Sheamus comes out.
Sheamus would come out and there'd just be crickets. Yeah. People would just be like, oh.
No, Sheamus would,
they could have a who gets the worst sunburn match.
Sheamus would come
out. Who needs more SPF 15?
No, but it could make sense because Sheamus is about, well, yeah, he's about his size.
he's
about Brock Lesnar size. He could take him.
He's small. No, okay.
I mean, like,
Sheamus is still a big guy.
Yeah, Sheamus is a big guy. You
Brock
know?
Lesnar is a massive man.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sheamus, like, you know, you say no one can beat you. Like, I bet I can beat you.
Okay, so from what I'm hearing so far, that means CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are probably in the main event of this thing.
We'll see how it goes.
And Cena.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay, Sheamus and Brock Lesnar and. Brock Lesnar goes over.
Okay.
He beats Sheamus. He cheats. Or whatever. Okay, and then the next match for the World Heavyweight.
What would Brock Lesnar beat Sheamus on WrestleMania for?
Yeah, just kill Sheamus.
Yeah.
Okay. I came back, fella. And I got my leg eaten by Brock Lesnar.
Next. Okay. You clearly didn't put thought into the finishes, but okay. Next.
No, I didn't know we were going over that yet. For the World Heavyweight title, this one I did put thought into the finish. Del Rio versus Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
And the way I would build up to
and
that.
Somebody gets pinned.
Yes.
Or submits.
Yes.
Possibly Canada.
No. The way I would build up to that is Alberto Del Rio. You know, he says I'm the greatest world champion of all time. I've beaten everybody, like all your heroes. I've beaten Ziggler.
The same feud as the Brock Lesnar versus Sheamus feud. I've beaten everybody, and then somebody's gonna go challenge him.
No, and Cody Rhodes like wins the Elimination Chamber or whatever to get a title match.
All right.
Like, yeah, Cody wins the chamber to get a title match, and then his thing is like Cody Rhodes, you know, your family is screw ups. You know, your brother's a screw up or whatever, and he attacks Goldust to get heat on it. You know.
Okay. All right. Now I'm gonna ask you about this. In this match,
mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes and Del Rio, does Averno finally fucking make his?
No, he doesn't. Why the fuck would he show up? No. No. And Cody Rhodes wins.
Okay.
And also, the reason I'm putting this too, because right now Cody Rhodes is like probably one of the most over guys right now. I don't know what I mean? Like, he's hot right now.
Okay.
The homo. He's hot right, you know, he's on fire right now. So right. I think, you know, putting him in the title match wouldn't be like that crazy. But he wins the title and then Sandow cashes in on him.
Okay, and then continues that and then.
You can do triple threat, you can do four way, you can do just Rhodes versus Sandow, you know?
Okay.
Alright, not bad, yeah. Continue.
Okay, and then the next match.
This is the main event?
This is one of the main events.
Okay.
Triple H versus Vince McMahon. For control of the company.
That's interesting, yeah.
And the way I would get to it is because right now, you know, like, things are out of control on Raw with Triple H. You know, Big Show's showing up and fucking things up. Like, you know, it's like Vince McMahon comes back as a face. And he says, you know what, maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe you can't run this place. Because I've seen what you've done, and it's not making anything for the better on Raw. It's chaos around here. And he's about to relieve him of his duties, and Triple H just shuts him up and pedigrees him.
Mm-hmm.
He pedigrees him, and Triple H, you know, he tries to go and run things again, you know, with an iron fist on Raw or whatever. And Vince McMahon comes back and keeps overruling him and shit. And then it finally builds up to a point, you know, it's like, okay, we can't run the show together. One of us has to run it, and one of us doesn't anymore. You know, one has to stay, one has to go. So they signed the match for WrestleMania. And I was going to throw this in there as who the guest referee, they would have a guest referee. Or actually, no, a guest referee and a guest enforcer. The referee would be Shawn Michaels, because it's testing his loyalties. He's loyal to Vince McMahon, and he's loyal to Triple H. Shawn Michaels has made it clear he's loyal to Vince McMahon.
Yeah, when they had that match at WrestleMania.
No, not that one. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Who wins?
Triple H.
And who's your guest? And who's your guest enforcer?
Stone Cold.
Okay,
that's cool.
And because you know, like he'd have the Shield or whatever to try to show up. Austin would make sure none of that happens.
Okay, so clusterfuck city.
Yeah, they'd have kind of. Yeah, okay. But Yeah, Vince, Triple H wins and he takes over. And then the next match for the WWE title,
CM Punk
and Daniel Bryan.
And where's Cena?
He's not in that match.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk for the WWE title. CM Punk wins the Royal Rumble, and the basis is, you know, we've had the same journey. We came from wrestling in on the indies, and now we're here at the top of the WWE. At WrestleMania, we're going to find out who's really the best wrestler. People say you're the best wrestler in the world. People say I'm the best in the world. We're going to find out at WrestleMania who the best is.
Okay.
And then Daniel Bryan wins.
Okay.
And then
main event?
John Cena versus The Undertaker.
All right, so you took two of my main events.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Cena versus The Undertaker, and the basis of that feud, John Cena. I've done everything there is to do here in WWE. You know, I've been a 13-time champion. I've main evented WrestleMania after WrestleMania. I've done everything. The only thing left for me to do is the streak.
Beat the streak. Okay, and who wins? The streak continues, I'm guessing.
Yes, Undertaker wins.
Alright.
Okay.
And that's my WrestleMania.
Alright, well, I guess it's going to me because he took... Well, it's whatever. Those are the two matches I would want, too. Okay, let's start from the bottom of the card to the top. I would have Sheamus take on Cesaro for, you know, maybe just a match to show what they can do. Sheamus is already established. Cesaro, you know, will probably be heel by that time, maybe. I don't know, they might turn a face with a big swing. But Cesaro, I think, is a star that they could have on their roster that could be going into the 2014. And if he challenges Sheamus, you know, maybe for the opener, and they both come from, you know, Europe, and, you know, they could play with that. Sheamus and Cesaro are kind of the same size, I think, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of the same size, and they're kind of like... And, like, Cesaro could just be a good foil for Sheamus. So, like, that would be, I think, a good match to have on my card. This is in no particular order.
Not bad, though. That's a good idea.
Since it's the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania, and Gabe might shit on me for this one, I would have Legends of WrestleMania 30-man Battle Royal, where it has 30 people that have been in all the WrestleManias. And so you have your mix of guys current, and you have some mix of guys that are from the past. And you have, you know what I mean, you have interactions like the Usos and like maybe Samoans or something like that. You know what I mean? Like you have interactions between older and newer. You know, maybe this is too gimmicky or whatever, but I mean, it's 30 years of WrestleMania. This would be a good way to, you know, you get your pop for the legends and you get your, you know, get people on the card too.
That's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a way to get Santino on the card. But that's yeah.
It's a way to get people
on the card. You put the New Age Outlaws in there maybe. You could put... Foley in there. I don't know. You can just put different people in there. And it'll be Legends of WrestleMania 30. Yeah. Man. All right, the next match. I mean, I put a Divas match. I don't know why I put a Divas match, but like,
I don't know why you did either.
I put AJ versus either Trish or Lita. I think Lita would be the best choice for this because you could do the thing where like AJ stood in line to see Lita when she was a fan, and you know this is the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania. Lita is a big part of the women's division, or was a big part of the women's division. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? AJ, for her, that would be a big deal for her to face Lita, and for Lita to lose to AJ. You know what I mean? It doesn't need a women's match, but I think with a good build, you know, they always have a women's match somewhere. I think you could do it.
Yeah,
you could probably make it a lumberjack.
Is Maria Menounos going to be one of the lumberjacks or the referee? She loves being in Divas matches on WrestleMania for some reason.
I would put... Brock Lesnar versus Ryback.
All right.
With Ryback being the face. Like, Ryback would have Paul Heyman maybe over the last few months. You have Ryback and Lesnar, like Ryback's like, oh, maybe they get jealous of each other. Like, Lesnar's jealous of him. It's like you already have this big monster. Why do you need another monster? You know what I mean? Like, and they get jealous and stuff like that, and they can build jealousy. And Paul Heyman turns on Ryback, and Paul Heyman's a piece of shit.
It's my Uncle Paul.
But not the nitpick, but just because we nitpicked on Christians.
Yeah.
How would you turn Ryback after all this mean shit?
Yeah, right? He's beating people up.
It would be very difficult to turn him again.
I feel like if you had Brock Lesnar attacking Ryback, people would cheer for that.
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, he's doing some heel shit now, but also too, like, WrestleMania stuff that's like, months away. You know what I mean? By then, you can start teasing it, like, at Royal Rumble, you know what I mean? And then into Elimination Chamber. And then finally, like, Lesnar starts beating up on Ryback and things like that. Ryback realizes the error of his ways, and he's like, you know what? What the fuck have I been doing? And then feed me more. And Ryback beats Lesnar.
Ryback beats Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. You want to create stars, right? Ryback I thought, could have been number two babyface. You know what I mean? With this, you know, hopefully skill-wise he gets there by WrestleMania. But he's done a lot. He's been a lot better wrestler than he was when we first started seeing him. So, but that's just an idea. For Del Rio, I mean, just to get everybody on the card, I wanted to see Del Rio versus Kofi, but I also had like a conflicting thing, like, you know, to get other people in the card, like Cody Rhodes. So, I mean, if you want to do a multi-man match, Del Rio versus Kofi versus Cody Rhodes versus Sandow.
For the belt?
For the championship. But if you want to have that WrestleMania moment, because they haven't had somebody, like, new win a belt at WrestleMania in a while.
Yeah.
And they haven't had someone like, oh, WrestleMania is my time to be the champion.
Moment, yeah.
And I think Kofi would be, I mean, Kofi or Cody Rhodes could be perfect for that. Because Cody Rhodes never held the world title, right? That one.
No.
But also, too, I think Kofi deserves it. And I think if Kofi won, like, people would get behind it. So that was my thing on that.
All right.
So Triple H, instead of Triple H and Vince McMahon, like you said, I would have had Evolution versus The Shield. And how I would get to that is The Shield could possibly turn face in this by, you know what I mean, like, maybe the corporation is still around,
mm-hmm.
and, like, The Shield realizes that they're a big part of the group, and they're like, you know what, why the fuck do we take orders from you? We should do our own thing, you know what I mean? Like, you're not the boss of us anymore. And so Triple H enlists the help of Randy Orton and I guess, Batista. Or you could have somebody new for Evolution if you want to, if you can't get Batista. But
The Shield would be faces?
Yeah. They would attack the Authority, and then they would they would get the big face pop, and they would go against Evolution, and then The Shield would win. All
right. That's a good idea. But you could also do that with them as the heels. You could have them beat up Triple H and then Batista.
Triple H would be a face after all this awful, terrible, terrible shit he's just done?
Yes.
Yeah.
How would you get that over?
I would rather have the young guys
save a fucking kitten from a tree.
Yeah, Batista and Randy Orton come back to help. Like, Batista comes back to help and people would pop for that.
Yeah, but
Batista's a heel.
But what if they teased it? Like, you know what I mean? Batista's like, oh, he's going to hurt them, and then he goes back to being the Hollywood Batista, because Batista's in movies now. They could go that way.
I'm just saying, yeah, no, that's a good idea.
And they have Roman Reigns, so it's not like, you know what I mean, it's even, kinda.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying, matchup-wise.
Matchup-wise, it's even. And then for the two main events, I would have Cena and Undertaker and CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. CM Punk and Daniel Bryan would be for the title, and Cena and Undertaker will go on last. But I mean, to switch it up from Christian's thing, what if they did the Royal Rumble where instead of the title, I mean, I would have had it for the title,
mm-hmm.
but what if instead of the Royal Rumble was for people who wanted to take on the streak instead? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this
that was a third option.
So John Cena wins the Rumble again and then challenges for the streak?
I mean, I would have CM Punk win the Rumble to face Daniel Bryan, but I mean, how cool would an idea be that did the Royal Rumble where the winner gets to face the streak? You know what I mean? Instead of doing for the title, they get to face the streak.
It would only be for the streak. You couldn't get a title shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And oh, that's tough.
No, but then they
wouldn't want to do that. I don't want them title match.
But just imagine the people who would want to step up to the challenge to try to beat.
But it's a 30-man Royal Rumble. Everybody would do that.
Well, to say it's pretty much the same thing. To go on last WrestleMania against The Undertaker.
All right, but like...
But I'm just saying,
even like...
But I mean, it's been done like that for its whole history, so... But I would have, if I was doing it, I would have CM Punk win the Rumble,
mm-hmm.
and then they tease, like, you know what I mean, like, who is, like you said, who's the better man, but, like, they tease, like, they're gonna, like, they're friends at first, and then all of a sudden they just start, like, I'm better than you, I can do this and that, and then, like, I don't really care who wins that one. I'd say, Daniel Bryan could win that one. I mean, it doesn't matter who wins, they can still mm-hmm. keep it going. And seeing Undertaker, just the pyro, just to see Undertaker kick out of 5 FUs or attitude adjustments, that I would love to see that. John Cena, Undertaker, if they can't get Hogan, if they can't get Sting, if they can't get any of the other featured players, John Cena, Undertaker, that's what I want to see WrestleMania 30.
Just saying, also, like, back to the Royal Rumble thing, you know, even if that was an option to see, you know, like, you know, world title match, WWE title match, or the streak, You know, wouldn't some people be like, I want the title match. Like, I don't give a fuck about fucking the streak.
Because if I end the streak, okay, that's cool for one night.
But like, I want the title.
I beat all those guys in the rumble for nothing.
But to beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania is like, you're made forever. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that.
And whoever, you can say that, but like, you know, some, you know, in a in wrestling, you know.
But if you won the title, what is it, 10, 12 times or whatever? Like, the streak.
Or someone new, you could say, I've won the title, I've never had it before.
Well, that too. But I'm just saying, isn't it?
No, I hear you. Yeah, that's not a bad
idea. But also, too, like, if somebody goes against Taker at WrestleMania and beats him, they're WrestleMania god. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but from like a smart fan perspective.
Oh, yeah, of course they're going to shit on it.
Yeah.
Not that they're going to shit on it, just when it makes sense, because you know you're not going to end the streak, so why would you pick to do it?
Yeah, why would you want it to?
Why would you work your ass off in the Rumble to beat everybody and then you just lose that night?
I know, but. But what if this is billed as like Undertaker's last match? Like, this is the last time
they would have to win.
Maybe they would. Who knows? I think the streak will get beat at some point. Because they've built this whole thing up. Imagine the fucking reaction if somebody beats a streak. I don't know who will win it, but just imagine the reaction. And like, this would be recorded to be Undertaker's.
Oh my god.
They'd have to be a heel, though. They'd turn them into a heel.
And I don't know. I mean, I think it could go both ways.
Do you think people would cheer the guy who wins the streak?
Yeah.
I don't think you're serious.
It depends who it is.
It'd have to be an established legend for them to cheer it.
Yeah, like, they'd have to give it all they got. But I think one day it will get beat. That's my opinion, though.
I just think that if you're going to have someone cheer it...
But I think that's a good way to turn Cena, too.
Yeah, well, that's that.
If Cena cheats, if Cena beat Cena... Cena.
Cena. I don't think Cena's turning, so...
Yeah, I don't think he is either. But Cena Taker, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, that'll be my two main events, yeah.
All right,
let's hear Gabe.
What was your main event? Cena Taker's your main event?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So did you guys have the same main event?
Yes.
Cena main event.
The same two main events.
That's cute.
Same two main events.
I'm opening my show with Ziggler and Cesaro for the IC title, and it doesn't really matter who wins that. Ziggler's lucky to be on the card.
Oh, you would just have someone take the belt off Curtis Axel, like, fuck Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis Axel.
He's not making my WrestleMania.
My first real match would be the Wyatt family versus Kane and Mick Foley. Mick Foley would be attacked while making a guest appearance on Raw. The following week, the lights would go out for the Wyatts to come attack Foley again as he's calling them out during a promo. And when the lights cut on, Kane's in the ring and Harper and Rowan are laid out. And then from there, the feud goes on.
All right.
Okay.
And then the Wyatts would go over Kane and Foley because Foley's the ultimate jobber. My second match would be Del Rio versus Rey. And this is not for the title, as everyone probably think. Right. But Del Rio repeatedly attacks Rey, claiming that he's Mexico's one and only true star. Because if you ever hear him, he says... I'm the true star. I do whatever I want. You guys cheer for me, mm-hmm. And then Rey would go over on Del Rio. All
right.
My third match is probably gonna be like, what the fuck is Punk versus Sheamus? And this is literally what I wrote: generic feud. ... Sheamus attacks Punk at the Rumble. Feud goes from there. You know why? Because they've already proven to me that they don't really give a shit about Punk at WrestleMania. He had his chance last year, and if he wasn't gonna get it done last year after having the belt for over 300 days. When is he ever going to get a co-main event or a main event shot? Honestly.
Yeah, it's tough. Mm-hmm. But speaking of that, I was going to add that. I was thinking about adding that to my card because they've never fought before.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a fresh matchup, yeah. Then I would have... I don't want to see this, but I think it could happen. I would have Big Show and HBK versus Triple H and Randy Orton. And this is for fight/control of the company. More honor than control, because if HBK wins, which I would have... I don't think he would be an authority figure, but yeah. HBK wants to be the one to stop his friend who's gone crazy with power. And since Big Show has been involved in everything that Triple H does, it just makes sense for them to team up. Because if you've noticed, they haven't had Triple H and Shawn Michaels interact yet.
Yeah, because they want to save...
Exactly. They're going to save that for a bigger and better storyline. I think they're eventually going to wrestle each other. And I think that's where it would get to. Then I'd have Taker versus Lesnar. The Streak versus the Beast, that's self-explanatory. Taker wins because Lesnar doesn't need to beat him. And then I have Cody Rhodes versus Goldust. Goldust turns on Cody, costing them the titles and leading to a feud. He says, oh, you were always the favorite child, Dad. Spent time with you growing up. He neglected me after I got the stupid gimmick. He never loved me like he loved you. And Cody would win. Goldust would be the heel. And then my main event would be John Cena, who would be the World Heavyweight Champion, because I don't think he's dropping that belt after he beats Del Rio for it, versus Daniel Bryan to unify the titles. And I have Daniel Bryan win and be the Undisputed WWE Champion.
All right.
That would be my show.
That'd be a good card.
Well, see, the main event would be a good way to make Daniel Bryan, especially for all the shit they've made.
Yeah, forcing down his throat, yeah.
But, I mean, like I said, I would like to see Daniel Bryan beat John Cena, but I don't think he'll do it twice. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. But
I mean, if Cena was able to jump to The Rock at WrestleMania, I don't think he's past that point where he cares anymore. I think he could always get his win back against Daniel Bryan. And at this point, he knows he can't get any more over than he already is. He might as well pass the torch to Daniel Bryan for good.
Yeah. But I just don't see them. I mean, they've tried.
He was the last guy to beat Cena, and Cena is going to want, he's going to want a rematch at one point.
Yeah, and they both have the belts, and that would be a good way
to unify the belts. Need to have two belts right now because that other belt is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is basically the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Triple H and Randy Orton Randy versus Orton. Big Show and Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
Why would you do a tag team match? Like if Shawn Michaels returned, because this is probably unless he returns before him.
Because you need to have Big Show involved with Triple H somehow. Everything's pointing to that. Mm.
Yeah, people would rather see that than what Big Show versus Randy Orton with Randy Orton.
Big Show has to be in it. I mean, that's what just makes sense.
Or just Big Show versus Randy Orton with like Triple H in one corner, Shawn Michaels in the other. But like, who wants to see that?
No, exactly.
Who wants to see that?
Shawn Michaels can wrestle.
Adding Triple H's name and Shawn Michaels' name to that match would sell it. Because Big Show and Randy Orton by itself, who wants to watch that?
All right, now that we talk about our hypothetical cards, I'm going to talk about hypothetical with. What if Hogan was able to go in, or Sting? So Sting Taker for all three of us?
I mean, I guess I'd want to see Sting Taker, but mm-hmm. How realistic is that? Why would Sting come back just to lose his first match?
Yeah, why would he come
back
to go after?
He's the one guy who never wanted to go to WWE and have his character tampered with. He's going to go and job his first night back. Maybe him and Taker tag against the Wyatts or something like that. But yeah, what else? I don't know. I don't think Sting would come back just to lose.
I would do Sting and Taker versus the Shield. And then...
Sting. Yeah, that could work too.
And then Sting Taker I would have them have like a three-match series or something like that. Or two-match or something like that. So Sting wins the first one, and then Undertaker... Then he faces Sting, then Undertaker at WrestleMania, like in his element.
Yeah.
And then the third in like a cage or something. Because, right? Oh, fuck. I didn't think about that. Imagine Sting versus Taker in a Hell in a Cell.
I guess, but I mean...
I mean, Undertaker ain't taking shit anymore.
I feel like...
Neither of them.
That would have to be at WrestleMania, though, because Taker...
That could
he
be
wants
the...
one match a year and he gives it his all one match. I don't think he's.
What pay per view would you throw them?
I don't think he's gonna work a best of three. I don't think he's gonna work more than one match a year anymore. He hasn't shown that he's willing to do that. And why would he start now?
Yeah. Do they still sell Undertaker merchandise like now?
I don't know.
That's Mikey. Mikey,
tell us how many.
I think there's that.
I'd like to see Hogan and Cena interact, even if they don't have to wrestle each other. They can tag together, but
yeah, they could do.
They did that one time. I remember.
Yeah.
The only way, like, let's say, but I mean, this could have been done. Too bad WrestleMania 30 wasn't last year.
What?
Like, Hogan in Cena's corner versus CM Punk with Roddy Piper in, like, his corner. Like, that makes sense to me, kind of.
Yeah, because Roddy Piper is, like, what got Punk into wrestling.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think they'll do that now, especially this year. But I think they're making it appear. I think Piper will be there. Especially at the 30th anniversary. I think your boy Jimmy Snuka is going to be there.
My boy, your boy. More like it.
Who did they induct to the Hall of Fame?
Mr. T.
they reached out to him.
I'm just kidding.
He said, fuck yourselves.
Really?
Because they like didn't ask him for the longest time.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, go fuck yourself.
Really?
He's like, go fuck yourself!
I don't know.
Go fuck yourself, fool!
Mr. T versus Booker T.
For the Reds to the T?
Yes.
Who would you induct?
Fucking WCW booking over here.
Warrior Savage.
Yeah, that's not right. That's two stars right there.
Rick Rude.
Is that in there yet?
No.
Does he deserve to be in there?
I think so. They put all the other.
I think he had the Intercontinental title, but that might have been about it. They put Kurt Hennig in too, but Kurt Hennig was great too.
Okay, I guess so. Yeah, that's tough to call though.
Celebrity.
Would have thought Mick Foley would have made it this soon, or Edge. You know what I mean? Not that they don't deserve to get in, but this quick.
Well, for them, they just want to strike while the iron's hot. Like, when Edge got retired, they're like, oh, we can't let him just sit there.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Takes a few years off, and then when he comes back.
I don't think Edge is coming back ever.
No,
he's done.
No.
That's a shame.
I don't know.
And he did everything he needed to do.
It seems more and more like Austin's not coming back either. That's a
he's been waiting too fucking long for this. If he wants to do it, that next year is the time, or the year after. After that, that's it.
I think this year's the time. What the fuck, is it come back at 31? Like, come on. What?
Well, because if he does come back at 30, it would be centered around him. But, like, everybody's like, oh, CM Punk versus Austin, CM Punk versus Austin, which I would like to see. But I don't see Austin taking one of those fucking kicks to the back of the
head.
That's
why I don't think he's coming back. Nothing else makes sense.
Who else would he fight?
I see Steve Austin versus Cena.
I don't know how you would get to that. I don't think so.
Austin beat John Cena.
You can get to it, but I mean, that's just...
Why would they fight, though?
You can get to it, but that's more
you
putting Cena...
You call yourself a Yankee Doodle?
That's more putting Cena in an uncomfortable position where he's the face, legends. But he's really a heel.
Yeah.
The crowd's all going to be for Austin. I think they need to stay away from doing that. They need to put him against these big, no-doubter heels where he can get at least some cheers because he's just getting booed. Going against The Rock, everyone wanted The Rock to win. People couldn't wait to see Cena get pinned again.
Yeah, and Cena and The Rock have similar styles and, like, similar, like...
Characteristics.
Not similar, characteristics, charisma and everything. Steve Austin, I mean, CM Punk would be tailor-made for that, but CM Punk is a face right now, and, like, would they do face versus face? Could CM Punk be intense? Would Steve Austin lose? Come back to lose?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, is he taking a GTS? I don't think so. He's taking that knee to the head?
You want to put me to sleep, boy?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see, but I don't know. They're able to pull off whatever they want.
I've been drinking beer all night. I ain't sleepy.
If Steve Austin just came back and won the Rumble, then, like, you know what I mean? How sick would that be?
Four times, though?
Let's just hope that it gets better now.
They let him win the Rumble.
All of a sudden, it's not looking very promising.
Yeah, I don't know where...
Even with John Cena coming back.
No, that's...
Where did that come from,
right? What a terrible way to bring him back. I think it's a terrible...
You're going
to
take the belt off Del Rio.
I think it's just a strange way
to
bring him back.
Also, too, he lost to Daniel Bryan. Somebody who lost is going to get a fucking title shot out of nowhere?
Yeah, right? What did he do to deserve that? But that's what's become of that belt. It's a joke.
That sucks.
It really does.
Hey, Cena, you want this? Okay.
I mean, John Cena has held that belt. But, like, wouldn't you think John Cena would have... He'd be like, you know what, Daniel?
He could bring some credibility to that belt, but I don't know.
But who would he face? Sandow? Sandow, they want
Sandow's
to do face
ready.
For whatever fucking reason.
So I think they're
ready to go.
Oh, yeah, remember what I thought of? That I think they might be teasing that, and then he cashes in on Cena and turns heel again.
Would he turn heel, though? Because I think the fans would be like...
The crowd might cheer for him, but technically he's a heel. But, you know, technically he'd be a heel.
I mean, Cena and Sandow, I could see them going that way, or Cena Del Rio, Sandow.
But then two goofballs in a feud? You know, they're both kind of goofy.
I don't know how they would make Sandow a face, though. I don't know how they would.
They
do
shouldn't.
That.
He's not ready to go with Cena. He's been eating a lot. Not even, like, in the ring. I'm just talking about the crowd. Like, who gives a fuck about Damian Sandow?
Not right
point?
Now. You have to build him back up.
Yeah.
Especially after you're losing so much.
I don't even think he's that strong of a character where they could build him up and he'll be, like, the super over guy.
Yeah.
I always thought he
they
would
did make him more intense as a with
Del
Rio on
SmackDown.
Joke.
He's, like, a barely a step above Santino.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
He's a joke.
He kind of is.
He's a joke.
I
he doesn't do anything to get serious heat. He's a clown.
He's a clown. But I always thought Damian Sandow would be like, once he, you know what I mean, once he got there, he would start being more serious. Because he could be, he has the potential to be serious. You know what I mean? His character, like Santino is goofy and everything like that all the time. Damian Sandow, like, is goofy, yes, but he could be serious. Like, when he wants to be intense or shit,
he's never shown that, though.
Yeah.
He has, like, on SmackDown, but we don't watch SmackDown.
No, it has nothing to do with me not watching SmackDown. He's never shown... he can be serious and not be goofy at the same time.
During the road stuff, I thought that was...
No, it wasn't serious. That was still pretty goofy.
Yeah, everything he does is goofy. That voice and everything is just... he's a big goofball. He's a clown.
I think he can hold that world... The Del Rio belt.
The Del Rio belt, that sort of thing.
As much as I don't want John Cena to win that belt, I don't want him jobbing at Damian Sandow.
Del Rio.
Yeah, he doesn't...
That would kill his momentum, too. Because, like, if Cena debuted... This big. I mean, I guess it would work because John Cena's gonna be John Cena no matter what. But I don't think John Cena's gonna come back to lose to win and then lose to Damian Sandow.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why.
So I don't know. But
they put themselves in some shit giving him that Money in the Bank. It's too much of a joke.
But I mean, I guess they would just want John Cena away from that Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton stuff
for now.
Because like I think Cena would overshadow the whole thing.
Yeah, he'd be the big savior at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he would F you all three of the Shield on top of his shoulders.
F you Stephanie, F you Triple H.
It's not something I want to, like...
I don't know.
Like, I paid money for SummerSlam. You know what I mean? Like, that,
we're not going
to
pay money. We're not paying. I'm not even going to stream it. I'll listen to it on a radio or something.
Yeah, like, you're in 99. They used to do that in 99. They used to have, WWF used to have, like, WWF radio. I don't know if it was on a specific station or whatever, but, or on their own station or something. But they used to do pay-per-views. They used to have, like, people call in and stuff. Like, they had their own radio show. Those were the days. The day before, like, I think they had, like, Taz, like, call in or something when he debuted.
That's pretty cool.
Shit like that. But,
it's a rocket buster.
It's just... But look at our cards, though. Like, we have to bring back Legends in order for it to be...
Yeah.
They're very, very, all over the place when it comes to making stars. It seems like they're gonna get Ziggler to the next level. Daniel Bryan's gonna be the next John Cena. Booking just... Well, go back to Big Show!
I don't think there's money in Big Show.
I don't know what the fuck their obsession is with Big Show.
He's had a very good career. I'm not saying he's the shits or anything like that, but it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, is it now that you're realizing that he's 7 feet tall?
The ceiling is greater for Daniel Bryan in terms of drawing and getting the
and
fans
long-term
to buy into your product than it is for Big Show.
But it looks like our battery is going low, so we'll see you guys next week on the Custom Made Wrestling Radio podcast. I'm Steve Urena with Christian Garcia and Gabriel Garcia. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week. All right.
The Winnipeg Arena is going to be on fire. Woo! It's gonna be on fire. You know what I'm talking about?